Time to do the birthday scam. Going to call Hollis. He's from Trinidad. And evidently, he doesn't understand here in this country that you can't put up structures on your property without permission from the homeowners. You put up a big slab that's going to have to come out.
It's in the easement.
Liza's Hollis.
Hello, this is Robert with the power company. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Sorry to call you there at work, but I need to follow up on you. We had a crew out in your neighborhood the other day, and we were in your yard taking some measurements. And we noticed that someone had put a concrete slab back there.
Mm-hmm.
That slab goes into the utility easement by about 4 feet.
No, I know we were told it was supposed to be 5 feet from the fence is what I was told.
Who told you that?
The guy who did it. And I think he told me he checked about it, checked with the city and everything.
Is that the contractor, you mean?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times they'll say anything just to get your business, you know. And I'm telling you, I'm from the power company, and that whole thing has to come up now.
I don't see that happening. What I'm going to have to do is to verify all that myself.
Wait a minute. You don't see it happening?
Well, until I verify it. I'm going to have to verify it myself.
I verified it for you.
I'm going to have to do it myself.
No, I just did it for you.
I'm going to have to verify it myself. And
I just verified it.
It don't work that way. I'm going to check it out, and I'll get back to you.
Look, you can't just throw down concrete slabs wherever you want. I don't know where you're from, but that's not the way we do it here.
All I can tell you right now is that I am going to verify it. I'll go to the city and verify it.
You can go to the city.
I'll get back with
you. Can call whoever you want. Okay, I just verified. I told you.
Hold 1 minute, okay?
No.
Hold 1 minute.
No. Don't you put me on hold.
Okay, I'm back.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, where were we?
Man, let me tell you something. What you are telling me here, it's all legit and all that.
Yes.
But I have to go and verify things myself.
All right, well. Here's what I'm going to do. I have a crew in the neighborhood, and I'm going to send them over there with a jackhammer. And when you get home, there's going to be a pile of concrete in your driveway.
That sounds like a joke. It really does.
I don't.
I know it don't work that way. It sounds like a joke. And if I am not mistaken, this sounds very familiar. Very familiar.
What do you mean?
Well, I listen to a program in the morning sometimes that sounds similar to this.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, you're making me laugh because it sounds like a joke. And it has to be a joke. That's why I'm so relaxed and cool with it. Because it has to be. Because I know it don't work this way.
You know what else?
What else?
I'm not wearing any pants right now. Verify that. Hey, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
This is Dean and Raj.
That's what I suspected. You know that?
You had that feeling, huh? And looks like your coworkers there wanted us to call you.
I appreciate that, man.